How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Are you feeling excellent?
I'm not necessarily I'm feeling very well. I'm good. Yes.
Very well. Very good, but not excellent.
I'm not sure. Yeah. Excellence is one of those words that, I'll be honest, excellence is one of those words that I struggle with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that because, well, why is that, Mark? Give me some reasons.
Well, I think of excellence in some ways like perfection.
Yeah.
That there is this.
Synonymous.
Yeah. Yeah. That there is this point that I've could reach, that I have arrived, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's something to be said for doing things with excellence. And yet, like perfection, it's like it can make what is good seem insufficient. Welcome to How I See It with me, Mark Pratt, and
Justin Sternberg. This is a podcast that works to counter cultural polarization through thoughtful conversations.
Yeah, so it's interesting what you just said in the sense that you kind of feel like excellence is something you can achieve. That's kind of what you're saying.
Sure.
I feel like my struggle is kind of the opposite in the sense that excellence feels like a sliding scale to where it is unachievable.
Okay.
And
like once you reach a mark or a point,
right,
it moves.
It moves, yeah.
I gotcha. The bar just got higher.
Yeah.
Because I achieved excellence, what I thought was excellence. Now excellence has gone even higher.
It's like that carrot on a stick.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Bring it back to the stick. I understand.
Always the stick, Mark. This time there's a carrot too. So
I got you. Yeah.
But you know, the carrot on a stick stuck to your back, right? Or whatever. So it's like always dangling in front of you and you're chasing after it. And then you think you got it. And then it's the same distance away. And you got to take a break for a minute. That's kind of how I
see. We're already looking at this one word from that's polarizing.
Right. That's right. Differences. And yet we're both in the same place of like, yeah, it's a word to struggle with, or
sure,
a triggering word, yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Which, here's why I think that's a little bit ironic. Well, I won't speak for myself. I'll let you tell him I'm excellent. But I was going to say, Mark is definitely a guy who pursues excellence in the things that he does. I can attest to that from my perspective. He's not going to sit on his haunches and say, well, good enough or whatever. And, you know, we got to talk about that too. Cause
I'll let you share your point of view.
Yeah. Yes. Cause sometimes that decision to do that is actually excellent because it's about, you know, priorities. But again, it really comes down to the definition of excellence.
Yeah.
But I think of you as somebody who cares about your work and wants to do the best you can do. Which each thing that you're tackling, which I think is excellence.
I hear you.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I thank you.
Hey, good job. I can see your head getting bigger.
No, like you say.
Gotta listen to that Pride episode.
That's right. That's
no,
right.
No, that was just if you haven't listened to the Pride episode, Mark doesn't take compliments well. So his thank you is actually a very huge achievement.
I would consider
that excellent growth there, Mark.
Thank you. But moving right along in that process, I think, you know, excellence is going to be one of those things that is going to be viewed. You're going to, and here again, you shared how you see me. I share, you know, I would see you in that dynamic as well, you know, based on what you do for, you know, your job. And, you know, I see you as the IT guy, you know, and I think of perfection even more so because in that context, if the scripting, the stuff you do, you know, has one error in it, it's not going to work.
Hmm.
So, you know, I respect.
I wish that was true.
Well, that's how I see it, you know? And from a programming perspective, you know, that's...
I'll let you finish.
Yeah, that's how I see it. And I extend that to you as well. And yet, I also realize that everybody is going to bring a different perspective of what excellence is. And some of that is going to be, you know, related to... related occupationally. I think that's where we're going to, you know, tend to view a desire for excellence. And I think, you know, some things that might be more important, like my family relationship with God, I might not necessarily put the same effort into that I do what other people might see. You follow me? It's probably far easier to be excellent or strive for excellence in the areas of occupation.
Yeah.
Because I think we are continually, or there is that standard
measurement,
Yes. That basically says, okay, this is what we're looking for. And I think that's simpler to be able to achieve. And yet at the same time, that's not always, you know, where our best energy should, you know, it's not always where our best energy, that's not always our best priority. In that, where my energy goes. And I think for me, excellence and energy kind of relate to one another. Because I think it takes a certain amount of energy to achieve excellence. And sometimes the difference is, well, I just don't want to put that effort, that much effort into it.
As you're talking about occupation and measurement, it kind of made me think about how someone, or often, and people like me in particular who care about approval, we optimize for approval. So we're going to, you know, excellence, we're going to pursue, you know, and this is something I have tried to mature in, right? But like work towards demonstrating excellence where the measurement happens and not so much where it doesn't, which is why I would get my priorities out of whack sometimes and optimize for that approval instead of, like, for instance, my family is to me my most important job, but sometimes I forget that, you know, to the degree where I'm optimizing for the approval of others
and
putting my excellence somewhere where, you know. So I think that's, go ahead.
In a place where we desire affirmation.
Yeah.
That's where we
Or we can see the measurement numbers and it's much clearer, right? So it's like, okay, today I got a win.
It's easy to quantify.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, it's a good one. Quantification and excellence, you know, I think often can go hand in hand.
Agreed.
In that pursuit. Yeah.
Sure.
That's good.
And I think there's that point where, you know, personality will come into play. I think, you know, when you were sharing your aspect of approval, you know, your desire for approval, I think of, you know, as we've talked about before, the love styles, you know, the pleaser, you know, that person that just wants to be able to get it right, do it right, you know, so that they are viewed as pleasing.
I think
at times it is more difficult for that personality style, you know, to wrestle with excellence, because I think it is that moving carrot type thing. You know, it's like, well, I did it the way you wanted it done, you know, but it still wasn't good enough.
And the moving carrot thing a lot of times is from others, but also a lot of times it's from ourselves, where it feels like, oh, if I achieved that, it must not be hard enough. Almost like, so that carrot continues to stay stuck to your own back. So every time you move, you kind of move your own goal.
Sure.
You know, because it's like, well, that wasn't good enough or whatever. I think, because I do think some people are self-driven in that way, to where that becomes a problem.
Sure.
Where it's never good enough. And actually, you know, it's a stick in the sense that it can be problematic in someone's life, but it can also drive them to excellence, or they're truly outstanding in their field, whatever that is. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah.
So help me understand from your perspective the difference between excellence and perfection.
Yeah, so that's a good one. So, because like you said, they kind of become synonymous.
Uh-huh.
Where I think the reason they feel connected is because perfection is without flaw.
Yeah.
And excellence is a moving target. So in order to feel like you achieved excellence, you have to be able to say there can be nothing better, right?
Mm.
Therefore, you know, excellence, that moving car in front of you hits a wall of perfection and you can catch it now.
Wow. Okay.
Right?
Yeah. No, I see it differently. I see, okay. I see excellence as a 95, 98, whereas perfection is the 100.
Well, no, I agree with you.
Oh, okay.
I guess what I'm saying is,
I think we journey through excellence to get to perfection.
Yeah, I agree with that. I guess. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. But we're not going to always achieve perfection.
Yeah.
And so that's the difficult part. And where is it to the point of, and I think this is part of the wrestling for many people as well. You know, it's like, well, if I can't get there,